Texas, and she is well known in this town. Having lived here, I'm sure she'll tell you, at least 15 years. She is a member of the First Presbyterian Church in Fairbanks and a regular member of our choir. Edith never misses a Sunday. She's there just as regular as can be, singing in our choir, and we would certainly miss her if she, her little face wasn't there. Tonight she's going to tell us about her early life in Barrel. And this is March the 24th, 1966, and the recording is made for the Tanana Yukon Historical Society. Edith, would you take over now? Mm-hmm. Talk as loud as you can.
Mm-hmm. Edith Entwistle, born in Barrel, 11403. My father's name is Billy Igawa, and mother's name is Eunice Igawa. Father was a hunter and trapper. I was married but widow at present time, with 11 children. Some of them are married, from oldest to the youngest are Stephen Tusiak, Rhoda Peters, Silas Tusiak, Jonah Tusiak, Joseph Tusiak, Blanche Clift, Sadie Tusiak, Victor Tusiak, Nancy Tusiak, and Billy Tusiak. I'm just a home mother. 6 and 7 Christians, I just put question mark. In Barrow, I went to school from 1st to 5th grade, that's all I take. At my young age at Barrow, there has been 2 villages, one at Real Point Barrow and present Barrow, 10 miles apart. At Point Barrow, whale hunters, owners' names are, these are Eskimo names, Angatoksana, Argajuak, Akuvak, Kinyavik. And at Barrow, Mr. Charles Brower, Takpak, Kumusik, Apayak, Itak, Max Igasak, and Kinaktak. No marshal at my young age or mayor. Bird Panigyok, been a mail carrier by dog team from Barrow to Point Hope. And Dr. Spence been one, I know the first doctor at Barrow. No roadhouse even. My ancestors has been living on from hunting year around. I didn't catch their own hunting gears. They already have guns to hunt. Only I have seen my father make a big snow house to make a skin boat frame. He put ice for windows on site. That was in March. When the frame finished, the women get together, sew ugluk skins together, and the men tied to the frame raw. Whale hunters make their own due. Whaling season is middle day of April till May 31st in spring.
How many children were in your family, Edith?
7.
7. Did they all live to grow up or?
No. 3 sisters died. And I am the oldest from 2 brothers and 1 sister.
Are they living in Barrow now?
My sister is living and one of my youngest brother in Barrow. And one with me right now at Fairbanks.
Was The school, was it a one-room school, or were there many rooms or many children?
No, just two rooms, one for the little ones in back, and the larger one for the older ones.
And what kind of teachers, men or women or Eskimo teachers? Or?
No, they came from state.
What was
the white men's. The first school teacher that I started the alphabets was Mr. Hawksworth and his wife. But they didn't stay very long in Barrow. And Mr. Cram take over.
Wasn't Mr. Hawksworth head of the Indian Affairs in Juneau after he left there?
I don't know.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. And wasn't there a Dr. Marsh there early about in the
That's
early?
The first doctor that I know mm-hmm. in my young age.
And the first baby born, white baby born, wasn't Elizabeth Marsh?
I guess so.
A little girl and had a little boy named Lauren Marsh.
I don't remember mm-hmm. which one is the oldest one.
This Dr. Marsh was a missionary
mm-hmm.
and a doctor. Mm-hmm. I believe he taught school too, did he?
No, they stay in the manse. Mm-hmm. The schoolhouse is by itself, mm-hmm. too.
What did they do besides whale hunting for a living? What did your father do?
Early in fall, they went up the river by dock, Jim. Or else they go up with the skin boats in far, early in far, before it frees up, to stay at the river to
what
do
river?
Fishing. Mead River.
Mm-hmm. Fishing? What
mm-hmm.
kind of fish did they catch?
White fishes.
White fish, huh?
Mm-hmm. Especially for caribou hunting, when it after it frees up.
There were caribou in that country all during your youth?
When there, yes. Once in a while, but sometimes they move around some places else.
What kind of home did you have? Were they mostly mud houses in the earth, or did you have wooden houses on the ground?
A wood frame and cover them with sod.
Oh, covered with sod.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was raised from my own grandma before she died. She died when I was 9 years old. And our house has been a sod house. Got a hallway inside the ground. They put the whale head bones for steps in inner hole on the floor to go out. And going out, there's another whale head bone stairway.
Right.
Well, was there floors in those houses? Did they have floors? Wooden floors?
Yes, yes.
I was just wondering because if the ice would be melting, if they get warm, it would keep them melting down, wouldn't it?
They fix the wood frame inside first and cover it with sod from outside of them. In winter time, the hunters always have make a snow house. I haven't seen an ice house unless they make a hall in wintertime in certain house.
How do they make the snow house? With the snow is packed hard?
Yes, when it's drifting windy, the snow always hard enough. Good enough to saw it into blocks.
What fuel did you use?
How did you heat your houses?
Well, that sod house that I know myself got no stove, just a seal oil stone lamps. Two of them. It keep it warm. My grandma has had a kitchen in the hallway where she cooked our meal, not inside the house.
Uh-huh.
It is not a stove, just like outdoor fire where she cooked the meal.
Was it cold out there or was it warm in the hallway?
I guess it's warm.
Or would smoke go there if it has a hallway like that?
They got something to let the smoke go out.
Smoke didn't go into there, so
no.
This seal oil, do you have any idea how much it would take, how many seals you would have to catch to heat your house for the year?
Mm-mm. They don't depend on how many they have to catch, but just in their lucky time, you know, they, from the open water or else from seal nets, they catch them, the seals, in wintertime.
Seal nets, what's that? What are they made out of?
Out of seal skin. The men make it stripes first and make it seal net. And that's another of their hunting gear.
Well, they render that seal oil first, or how do they use it for lamps?
Freeze it first after skin the seal and pound it on some kind of rock or bone and just melt it.
Oh.
It's easy to melt that seal oil.
Just by pounding?
Mm-hmm. After it freezes.
Do they cook, use any whale oil or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, they use whale oil even. Whale blubber, we call it.
To heat?
Mm-hmm. Keep these stone lamps burning.
What do you have in those lamps besides oil?
Hmm.
The wood.
Yes, the wood.
What's that made out of, the wood?
I don't know what to call it. But my grandma usually pack a gunny sack or some kind of little sack to get some kind of
moss.
I don't know. It doesn't moss. It isn't moss. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It isn't moss. It's different than moss.
It's not reindeer. Kind of reindeer.
No.
Oh.
I hope. If I say it in Eskimo, you know it, we call it manuk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manuk? Uh-huh, manuk. There's some kind of, look like a little nigger head or so. So, dried and...
Oh, it grows on a hummock, huh? A little
mm-hmm.
hummock?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that
sounds good. Do you set the seal traps or the seal nets in the blowhole for the seal?
The hunter have to always find a good place to put the seal net.
Do they use the dogs to find the blowhole?
Yes, if they want to, but the hunters always walk out the ice. The ones who wanted to go with dogs, they could go like. When a person stay overnight in a good spot, sometimes they kill 7 or more, or 15 seals overnight.
Do they stay next to the open water, or do they find places in the ice where the seal poachers head up?
Yes. They put a hole themselves first.
Do they make regular these rounded snow houses or just square snow houses?
Any old way, even round or square.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I mean, like they do in the Central Arctic.
Yeah.
An igloo, you know.
We ourselves at Bear, we don't call it igloo, we call it apuja. Snow is apun in my Eskimo dad.
Yeah.
And the snow house is apuja. That's the place I was born, my mother says, in a little snow house.
Yeah.
how big were these villages apart, approximately? How many people lived in each of the two villages that were 10 miles apart?
It's hard to guess, though.
Was there a school at each village?
No. Just in Barrow. Not in Real Point Barrow. There's one school.
Do they call that
Wewak
up there?
The Barrow right now, name is Uptiavik, and the Real Point Barrow's name was Nuvuk. That means point.
Well, that's where the first village, that was the original.
That's what Charles Brower says.
Oh.
He says they have first land up to Real Point Barrow. At one time of our supper at the manse, he mentioned the people were healthy and big at Barrow when they first landed at Point Barrow.
And their diet is what would you say, two-thirds fish or seal or whale and maybe one-third caribou? Or you go a whole year maybe without any caribou sometimes?
I don't think so, because the hunters could hunt during the winter or else in the summer when the caribou got a new fur. That's the time they hunt up.
For clothing?
Yeah, for clothing. And in winter time too, for the food. But there's so many, even ducks. Any games they hunt for their living.
And you always had guns that you recall.
They have guns.
You had a permit for storage for these birds and things.
Yes.
There's a hole in the ground.
Keep every meat frozen.
What kind of ducks did you get up there, do you know? That would be Eskimo names, I suppose.
I did ducks, geese, and brants, and so many others. No limit on their hunting time. Because they don't have place to work, earn money, though, unless they're lucky on foxes or polar bears. After the trading post set up from Charles Brower.
When the men go out on the ice, the open leaves to find the whales, how long do they usually stay out there?
Well, they never open the ice for whale hunting. They look for any open water and best place to wait.
Will they wait several days?
Depends how often the whales are coming. They could even hear the breath of whale from way distance. Because the crews always take turn in their resting time. Some of them sleep day, and some of them watch night.
How many to a boat about these crews?
Oh, well, yes. I've seen it in
Oklahoma. Eight or nine.
Did they use black powder harpoon? A harpoon gun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take it from the weather?
Yeah.
Was Mr. Brower the first
store
that ever was there in the store?
I just saw the way my mother mentioned, my father and mother mentioned.
And up to that time, you didn't have flour or sugar?
I know they had a flour all these already before
you were born. Then you didn't live entirely off of the land. There were no most all children were born right in the home, weren't they?
Yes.
And you have midwives or helpers? Women?
That's what mother says. They usually have midwives, but she mentioned that when the mother have to deliver the baby, where they make them a real fresh snow house, and she delivered the baby all by herself in there, put a seal or a lamp inside to keep it warm, and they never let her go out for 10 days due to keep the baby healthy. That's where I was born, my mother's birth.
And they bring her food, of course.
Yes.
When did they bring reindeer up there?
I don't remember.
Do you ever remember seeing any muskrats in Barrow?
Mm-mm.
In that area?
Well,
what did you do for entertainment? Dancing or
Eskimo dancing thing. The nearly only one that game. And football.
Football?
Mm-hmm.
Eskimo football. Mm-hmm. Different than our football.
Yeah.
How was that played?
Excuse me. They got no limit to go way out. Just to try to see which side going to win. They always have two against each other. Bunch of crews on both sides, partners on both sides.
What kind of football?
They just kick the ball, that's all, and run away with it.
Oh.
The good fast runner always catch the one and take it away from them and start the other way, and that's it. They could go miles and miles.
What other games did they play?
Shoot a little bee rattle, what's that? Some few games that we learned from our school teacher, like swing and tap.
Did your father tell you any of the beliefs or customs or stories of years gone by? Did they have
The first story before I start going to school that I never forget from my grandma. After she put me to bed, while she want me to listen the little story she's given me, she mentioned two worlds. She says this is not the only one world we live in. There is another world somewhere. Someday they're going to get together. But the obedient and honest people going to go across to the new world, them alone. The people that don't mind anything, they'll stay in the world that we are living in. And that's why she told me. That's why I always want you to keep quiet in the evening, because we have to watch and listen. That's what my grandma first story, I never forget.
Watch and listen for what? Just think?
Listen when two worlds going to get together. That's what they have to watch. And my mother one time mentioned that when a man or boy died sick or accident, they have 3 days to be quiet, but third day they have to watch it very closely. After daylight breaks up, that means that man or boy is gone already. And for the woman, when she died, a woman or a girl, they have 5 days not doing anything, eat and watch. But after the fifth day, daylight break up, they put it that she's gone already.
And how did they bury their dead?
On top of the ground. Wrapped, just wrapped them.
And just laid them out there so animals could get them? They don't put them
on top? I don't know. My mother says that they could always clean up the wrappers of a body every spring.
And they wrap them in fur, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
At that time, did you have cotton materials, or was it?
They have had already.
Did you have a ceremony then when you placed the bodies on the above the ground?
I don't know. I never go with them.
Did just the intimate family go, or did the whole village go?
I don't know.
You don't remember that. Did you have any witch doctors or?
Just by the stories I hear about them. I never see one.
Do you know what they did or how they acted?
No.
Tell us some of the stories.
I never have learned any even stories myself.
Have any history of the tribes as they used to tell one another things that happened years before?
Not that I remember of right now.
Did you have any famine? Were there years when you didn't have enough to eat?
I just heard that one time in Grill Point very long ago. They have a famine, the way my grandma says so, but I didn't know it.
Did they die, or?
She says a good many of people die from starve.
When did the first airplane come to Barrow? Were you there when the first airplane?
No, I was at Caldwell River. Being still reindeer herder.
Mm-hmm. Were you a reindeer herder?
Yes, we were married in 1919, and that's the only thing, we were reindeer herders until 1939.
How big a herd did you have?
Well, when they get up to 1,200, they have to split them to other villages.
Where did these reindeer come from?
They say from Laplanders. Just by the stories I heard that.
They were brought up to you from Nome?
I guess so.
Well, did you follow the herd all the time all these years?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a house did you live in as you traveled?
We never had home. Just a canvas tent in summer. And even in winter, but fix a snow house outside of it first and put it inside.
Put the tent inside of the snow house?
Mm-hmm. Because we sometimes we could stay even 1 week in one place due to the reindeers, getting them into better ground.
Well, when you were inland that far, what did you use for fuel?
Even little willows, some drifted woods from rivers.
And what'd you have for light at night?
Anything, even kerosene light.
Kerosene.
Could you make a living? Did you have enough sale of your reindeer when you brought it into town? Could you sell it enough to make enough money to live?
Mm-hmm. Even for our own use, we have enough of them.
You have enough for your own use, mm-hmm. And then you sold some, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you give it up then?
Because the people take over in place of us.
Who? What do you mean, what people?
Some people from Colville River, the owners.
Oh, you were just herders?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And they lose them all.
Oh, they did? What do you suppose happened to them?
I don't know.
Join the caribou.
I guess so.
Did they kill many polar bears?
Huh?
Did they ever hunt polar bears?
Where?
In Barrow, or did they?
They do hunt polar bears.
Did they go out and hunt them on the ice?
Yes, on the ice, walking on the ice.
Do all the children go to school now up there, or is that for the individual?
You have to go to school.
Huh?
Do all the children have to attend school up there now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you
right
have
now.
At your time, did you have to too?
Yes.
The major.
Was the fifth grade as far as the school went when you quit? Is that why you quit? Is that why you
quit? Yes. It was me, Reverend Dr. Spence need interpreter and helper around the patients in the village, Barrow Village. He asked the principal who to pull out from school to be his helper. So they called me, and I worked for them for 2 years. Not me alone. We, the same age, ladies and boys, girls and boys, we take turn being helper of Reverend Dr. Spence and his wife.
That's when you were in the fifth grade.
My schoolmates takes more than fifth grade, but myself, that's just far I go.
Did they use dogs for hunting?
How many dogs does the average family have about?
My grandma has had just five.
Five.
My father never cared for dogs when he go out trapping. He just pulled his little sleds by himself and do the trapping.
Well, they all have ski-doos there. There's lots of them up there.
How would you move with all the children from place to place? Were the reindeer full of children? Would you have them ride?
My husband usually make a sled, good size of sled, and put tent over it and keep the children inside the tent.
And the reindeers pull them?
Yes, and the dogs too. We had dog team.
How far would you move about each time?
Well, not too far. Kind of dry you to get enough.
Oh. And then you'd build another snow house again.
Mm-hmm.
How many in that group that would be doing this? Just your husband and yourself? some children?
We usually have some 3 or 4 boys. He'd been one of them too, my brother.
If some wolves bothered the caribou herds, would the caribou run, or would they bunch up, or how did they warn you, or how did they take care of themselves?
When the wolves came to the reindeers, it's terrible. They could even drive them away from your camp. Kill them here and there.
Can you herd them so you, if they start to get too far away from Barrow, that you could make them go back? Is there, did you have a way of herding them, or would they just go where they wanted to go?
Reindeer herders usually stay way up in the land. We're not the only one. In Barrow there has been 3 Pingachuripqua, 3 herders. One here, one here, one over there. And
you mean they each had a big group of animals?
Yeah.
3 groups of reindeer up there.
Yes.
How many deer would there be in a herd? Have you an idea?
Due to the increasing, when they get up to 1,100, well, they always split them up to the owners into some villages too.
Are they herding up there at the present time?
No. They have loosed them all.
The Briars had the last herd, didn't they?
Yes, he has had the last herd, but my boys has handled some herd too. I forgot what year.
The Briars told me that the soldiers scattered them up there. Mm-hmm.
Were there soldiers up there?
Yeah, the reindeer scattered the reindeer. So they went out and joined the caribou. Is that so? I don't know. Do you know that?
The herders have been getting lesser and lesser on the reindeers at Arctic Coast. That's why everyone lose their reindeers.
Not enough herders to take care of the herd? Uh-uh. Oh.
What do you contribute this to? Lack of interest by the herders? Why did they drop out when that was apparently a good thing?
I don't know. Never pay no attention what the men's deals are.
Did the women have any work that they could earn any money by doing? Did you do any kind of handwork where you could make money?
Right now?
No, when you were up there. Did you sell any of your things?
Yes, out of skins. Terrible legs. Or waterproof boots. Or parkas. But my mother never earned any money except some. Whatever a person got, they always pay them. What she is short of, sometimes meat. Whatever any person got.
Oh, she bartered. If she had a pair of mukluks, somebody wanted them, they would give her something in the way of food or dress goods or something like that?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, didn't they make those little black baskets underwater or something like that up there when they made it there?
No, they make these out of whale baleen. Scrap them first and carve them.
Can you make those?
Not me.
No?
Not me.
Did they make the baleen baskets when you were young?
No.
This is something that they started making these?
Yes, not too many years ago. When the navies come up, or else before. I don't know who started these. While we were at Carville River.
Well, those baskets, I have one that we got in about 1940.
Oh.
No, but you mean...
Yeah, I got one earlier than that, I think.
You mean the...
Those whalebone baskets, you mean?
No, baleen.
Baleen baskets. Well,
that's whale.
Is that bone?
Is
baleen and whalebone the same thing?
Yeah.
It's a teeth of a whale.
The book name from whalebone.
There was that little black, the left part of the whale, the whale, huh?
The correct name, of course.
Are those made underwater or kept wet when they make them?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's not that one up there. Oh, okay.
Well, Edith, when you were up in the Colville River area and you got paid as a herdsman, did you get paid in money?
No.
Other
things. Our men usually get paid with alive reindeers from owners in a year. Kind of grew me up in never over.
First time on 6, 7th time on 8, 5th time on 10. 4 years.
In 4 years you only got 10 reindeer?
No. 20 reindeer.
Oh, 20 reindeer. Mm-hmm. And you had to eat those, I suppose, huh?
Well, who owned these deer when you were first herding them, when they first started out?
There's some people that owns them. They mark their ears to the owner's mark.
Mm-hmm. These were Eskimos that owned them?
Edith, you started herding in about 1919.
Mm-hmm.
You continued for 20 years.
To 39.
When did you start receiving any money for herding?
No, we never earn any money unless we sell some meat or skins, that's all. Whoever wanted to buy them.
Well, then you just traded seals and seal oil for reindeer meat.
Well, not too much, so we keep our living with reindeers while we have them. But after we leave them, we start living by the other games.
How did you buy the caribou?
From the trading post, Charles Brower's trading post.
With
some foxes.
Did they get a lot of white foxes in that area?
Sometimes, when the foxes are around, but once in a while, in some years, they always be scared when they move somewhere.
I used to do it in Ireland, north of Canada, where quite a few people from Barrow, you can get quite a few white foxes from every year. Is this true?
I guess so.
You don't know what that island was.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, did you? You've lived down here in civilization for a long time. Do you think that your life was very difficult, very hard back in those days?
It is hard.
Do you feel that it was very hard having lived down here? What is your feeling about it, Edith? That it is a very, very hard life, or did you have a lot of enjoyable times with your family?
Well, I never yet find easy life since we get married.
11 children, you know.
Wherever we move, we have to manage our own life, do something and do that. That's why I say Alaska got no resting place to live.
In other words, it's not much easier living down here than up there making a living, huh?
If you like the old life better than you do this life, which you like the best?
In my young age, as long as my parents manage my life, it's been kind of a little easier, but start managing my own life, it's different.
didn't yeah. all the folks know how to hunt them?
They know how to hunt.
They know how to get along.
Yes, they know how to get along.
It's kind of an easy life, isn't it?
Yeah, they learn how to learn how to what is